The interest in Supreme Court nominee John Roberts is bringing attention to the records of his former boss. Roberts worked in the Reagan administration, so now there's a lot of activity at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. Thousands of Roberts' past writings are stored there, and as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, those papers are drawing a crowd.
History in the making or a preservationist's worst nightmare? For Mike Dugan, head archivist at the Ronald Reagan Library, the crowd camped out in his research room is a bit of both.
It's fun to have people come in and look now. At the same time, there's a part in the back of your head going, are they taking care of the records? Are they not folding things? You know, you've got that kind of thing going on in your head.
On most days, Dugan has only three or four people to watch over. These days, all the tables are filled. Some are journalists. Others, sitting next to stacks of boxes labeled Roberts, are reluctant to even whisper who they work for.
Well, it's on behalf of a client. I can't go into that, actually. So I got an attorney-client privilege. Sorry.
Anyone can come view the library's extensive files. Archivist Dugan says there are nearly 7,000 pages of records on Roberts that are currently open to the public. The Supreme Court nominee spent nearly 4 years in the Reagan White House as an assistant counsel. But there's only one piece of videotape showing him with President Reagan. Roberts' boss, Fred Fielding, had just resigned and asked Reagan to meet his staff.
Well, I will, but let us have a family.
Oh, I'd love that.
In the four-minute clip, Reagan poses for photos with each of the staff.
John Roberts, sir.
Including a grinning 20-something Roberts with a bushy 80s haircut. While there may not be much in the audio library, there are nearly 50,000 pages of records on Roberts that have never been seen by the public.
You know, this is the elevator that takes you down into the lower portions of the building.
In the library's basement is where all those documents are stored, but only federal employees can go near the files. Archivist Dugan says as his staff processes the boxes of papers, a fuller portrait of Roberts is emerging.
You can see the work ethic of the man, you know, in terms of the quality of the memos he was writing and the things he was dealing with.
Those memos are exactly what Democrats and liberal political groups want to see. Roberts has a short list of judicial rulings, and Elliot Mintzberg of the People for the American Way says that's why it's important to review all of Roberts' policy decisions. Several lawyers from Mintzberg's group have been at the Reagan Library for the past 2 weeks.
From the documents we've seen already, there are plenty of examples where Roberts is giving his own views of legal and policy issues and advocating them, sometimes losing out to others in the administration.
Mintzberg says he appreciates the professional staff at the library, but accuses the White House of dragging out the release of the lion's share of Roberts' records. The White House gets to review all files before they're made public. Meanwhile, two interns are preparing hundreds of green file folders for the barrage of Roberts' records that will need to be sorted over the next few weeks. Rebecca Ortenberg, a vacationing college student, says she can't wait to read a few.
I saw one. There was one over here. What was it? On school prayer. I'd be curious what his things on school prayer were.
And she's not the only one who's curious. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.